This is the power. This is what guarantees that you will stay alive until you die. Huh? The power of the self. See, the ego would have you think that it's responsible for your survival. The ego says, if I wasn't so clever, if I didn't look and remind you to take your vitamins and all, you'd be dead in a mackerel. So the downside of duality, then, is, in spiritual work, it creates the illusion that there's a separate I that is the cause of everything. That there's a personal I separate from the infinite oneness of totality. The core of the ego is this egocentric, self-centered point which one assumes to be the cause. So as long as you believe in causality, then you are stuck in a duality of a this causing a that. The pathway to enlightenment through non-duality then dissolves the opposites, and we'll get to that after lunch. How to get rid of a this causing a that. At age 3, there it was, existence versus non-existence, reality versus unreality. How do you get rid of the opposites? Well, I gave you the key to get rid of the opposites this morning. This is not the opposite of that. There is no conflict between this and that, any more than there is conflict between chocolate and vanilla. So let's go to the duality of the opposites, because we'll have to transcend the ego before snack time. Well, you're going to give that ego a little 1-2. I told you when you gave me that espresso coffee, you were in for it. Well, I live out here in the field, in the woods. And then people say, you got to give a lecture and talk to people. So I ring the bell, and I say, anybody got any espresso or something here? Because you've got to get re-energized back into duality, or these folks will think you're out of it. Okay, chocolate versus vanilla, you can see that's an illusion. All the dualities of the world, politically, you can be enthusiastically this, but it's not necessary to hate this. Yeah? You can disagree with them, but it's not necessary to hate them. Not necessary at all. It doesn't do any good, because it really brings about the opposite consequence. The ego is built on duality. There's a this causing a that. There's a separate I that is the cause of that. And how does one transcend the polarity of the opposites? That's one of the great spiritual crests that one has to transcend to on the way to enlightenment. The ego thinks that there is a duality between up and down, this and that. And let's see in reality what is actually going on. Let's take good and bad. Everybody says, well, everybody knows the difference between good and bad. That's a joke. Everybody knows the difference between good and bad. If we take duality, then we will find that there's really not a duality. There's only one reality. And here, with goodness, you can see goodness is either present or not present. If there's a lot of goodness, we say it's heavenly, it's sort of okay, it's not too good, it's bad, it's wicked, horrible. You see, they're the degrees of love, aren't they? There's only one variable, the degree of love. Huh? Here there's lots of love, here there ain't none. Huh? But they're not opposites, see? They're not opposites. It's degrees of the presence of love. There's only one variable, not two. We can do the same thing with heat. People say hot versus cold. Hot versus cold. There's no versus, folks. There's just a lot of heat or not so much. And when there ain't hardly any at all, like in the snowbank, you just freeze up. There isn't hot versus cold. There's the presence of heat or the absence of heat, okay? Value. This is something we add to a thing. This is all on our head. It's precious, it's wonderful, it's worth dying for. take it back and get a refund. It's repulsive. Yeah. That's all likability. There's only one variable. People say light is the opposite of dark. You see, those are just means of verbalization. There's no reality. There's no light versus opposite of dark. There's lots and lots of light or not much of it. There's no such thing as light versus darkness. There's no such thing as evil versus good. There's a lot of something or not a lot of something. A lot of something or not a lot of something. There's no opposite of rich versus poor. There's a lot of money or not so much money. All depends. Some parts of the world I'd be considered rich as whatever. Other parts, poor as a mouse, you know. So it all then depends on conditions, right? So what we call truth then is always conditional because it depends on context. There is no truth without stating what is the context. What is the context? Truth, unless you state the context, cannot be defined. And that's why the great books of the Western world were never able to arrive at a definition of truth. Eventually, what happens is you get more philosophically sophisticated,